Time for another installment of Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. Right now, we're going to talk about the Bi-Coastal Cannabis Championship, the MJ Bowl, which is going to be launching at MJ BizCon coming out later this year. I'm joined right now with the Senior Vice President of MJ and MJ Biz Brand Leader of MJ BizCon, Emily Lewis, and we're returning guest, co-founder and CEO of Buddhist, Jocelyn Sheltron. Thank you both for being on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So we're going to talk about really quickly about the MJ Bowl, a new first-of-its-kind bi-coastal cannabis competition launched by MJ BizCon and Buddhist. And it's designed to spotlight the most valuable products from licensed cannabis companies in California and New York. And there will be five key categories: flowers, pre-roll, concentrates, edibles, and vapes. Judging is led by Buddhist expert critics, including certified ganjiers, and using a standardized rubric. And winners will be announced at MJ BizCon in Las Vegas later this year. Products will be featured in the consumer judging kits, allowing enthusiasts to rate and review them in the Buddhist app. And the competition aims to bridge the East and West Coast cannabis markets to set a new tradition for the cannabis industry. So, Emily, I'll start with you. We know MJ BizCon forever, one of the largest trade shows there is in the cannabis industry at the end of every year, always very huge and important. And this has been well over a decade. So the MJ Bowl now, a brand new concept to unite East and West Coast cannabis markets and setting a new tradition for the industry. So tell me about the competition, focusing on the fact that now we have such a balance in East and West Coast markets from the green lighting of adult use and medical markets equally in both sides, coast to coast. Tell me about any unique challenges or opportunities that this dynamic present now when creating this. And what was this ambitious idea come from? How did it come about? And why is it now something we're going to do today?
Yeah, all good questions. So I'll start with MJ Biz is 14 years old. And as we know in the cannabis industry, we work in dog years in cannabis. Each year feels, you know, like a good 7 or so years. So MJ Biz has been a staple in the industry for 14 years now. And you are correct. We do always end the year with MJ Biz. You know, we are globally the largest B2B cannabis event. And I think what you're seeing with this new initiative with the MJ Bowl is just the evolution of MJ Biz itself with the evolution of the industry. You know, 14 years ago, when MJ Biz first started, there were 2 states that had come online. Now we have over 40 states that are either, you know, medical or rec. And the industry has just changed. And so I think as the industry grows and matures, what you're seeing with MJ Biz are some new initiatives specifically around product concentration. And one of my favorite things coming from, you know, 20 plus years of a marketing background working for companies like Nike, where the consumer is everything, I think you're starting to see a shift in our industry for a big concentration on the consumer. And that's really what excites me, because I think that's really one of the things the cannabis industry really needs is this heavy concentration on our products, the end product, what the consumer, who the consumer is, how they're interacting with this product, how the product is showing up state to state, and even dispensary to dispensary. I'm sure that, you know, you can probably, you know, you can probably relate. I live in Long Beach. When I go to a dispensary, you know, I can go to one dispensary and then go across the street to another dispensary. And sometimes the product is vastly different.
Yeah.
And it could be the same package, the same, you know, quote unquote ingredients. And so, you know, I think that's why competitions like this are so important. And companies like Buddhist, and why we've partnered with Buddhist, they're really leading the way and having those important conversations about the consumer, about the product, about, you know, I love what Buddhist has done with their rating system to actually help consumers when they walk into a dispensary and look at a product and say, okay, I know this is, you know, rated X, Y, and Z on a point scale. And hey, here is a shelf talker that tells me where this product was grown, maybe a little bit about, you know, the family or the organization that grew this product. And so that is really why we've chosen Buddhist as our partner in this, because I love what they do. I've been following Jocelyn and Claudio for years now. And then really, we just felt like it was the right time in the industry for MJ to really start this conversation with the MJ Bowl and put a bigger emphasis on the product and the end consumer. So it's exciting for us. Very exciting.
Well, also it goes in line where when Emerald Expositions took over the series now, that obviously there was going to be some changes in the what was going to be done with MJ Biz as a conference itself and trying to add some new interesting things to the mix. So before I can move along to Jocelyn and talk about the partnership, tell me about where MJ BizCon is right now leading up to this, again, a 14th conference coming up for the annual conference in Las Vegas. And, you know, the idea of the keeping the consistency that people always expect, it's always becoming a much bigger and bigger show. And amazing how it's able to go and manage the size that it is now today and how much it's grown from the beginning. And what has been doing right now just to continue to keep people coming and any innovations or things were to refresh the program tracking of speakers and events and different presentations are being done, keynotes. What is it that you're looking at right now to keep it where it's a fresh lens?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what I will say is just like any other business, we have to grow, we have to evolve, and we have to change. And I think, you know, to your point, what you have seen in any cannabis business outside of MJ Viz, it could be, you know, your cultivator, it could be your manufacturer or your processor, it could be your retail, your dispensary, your product owner. I think we've all had to change our business. Let's really call a spade a spade. I think, especially in the last 4 to 5 years in this industry, with little regulatory movement, with some pretty big regulatory disappointments, you know, we've had to find ways to innovate, to grow, and to change because the industry, even though, you know, the industry has been around since the beginning of time and the plant has been around since the beginning of time, the industry on a commercial level is very young still. Like, we're still in a phase of not seeing federal regulation. We still have states that, aren't legal in any way, shape, or form. So we do still have a while to go. What I will say with MJ Biz is what you have seen in the past 4 to 5 years is how can we continue to be the quote unquote Super Bowl of cannabis. That's the tagline that, you know, everyone loves to give us. How do we continue to build on what is the largest B2B conference and providing people with education about the business of cannabis? But also, how do we grow into some of the new arenas that you just naturally see a growing industry start to talk about, which, and again, one of those areas is consumer. Who is our consumer? What do we know about our consumer? How do we learn about our consumer? So the ways that you're going to see MJ Biz grow and innovate is we're always going to talk about what's relevant in the industry, period. Like, we're always, our conference is always going to bring the most relevant topics that are happening in the industry. We're always going to bring the key players together in Vegas in our industry. But I think some of the exciting things that you're seeing are some of the different avenues that MJ Biz is starting to break into. For example, this year we have we've bought out all of Nuwu, which, if you're not familiar, Nuwu is an amazing dispensary and vertically integrated operation in Las Vegas on tribal land. And we are going to have a consumption driven event. And we have Nuwu from Tuesday to Friday, and we're balancing that with the business that happens on our expo floor, the education that happens on our expo floor, the networking and the conversations, and moving into an afternoon schedule at Nuwu where people can actually show up and sample and consume and interact with the product. So that is something new that MJ hasn't done in the past.
Becoming more of a consumer-centric position because this kind of a consumption event can also be open to the public. Is that correct?
Yes, it will be. So there will be aspects of it that are open to the public. So I think what you're going to see with MJ, and we've always said we're everything from seed to sell, and that's what makes MJ Biz very different than some other events that are in the industry. We do everything from seed to sell, but I think what you're going to see is there is going to be a heavier concentration on the end product and the consumer, because that's where our industry is we're diving into learning more about the the consistency across that end product and what the consumer is telling us and what the consumer needs from both medical and rec.
So that's where we're going into that transition where the expansion is now branching out into the consumer aspect, which is where we are now with MJ Bull. It's going to transition back into that, where you're going to go and spotlight the most valuable products and this consumer judging component through the Buddhist app. So, and Jocelyn, I want to go bring you into this conversation now where this being a consumer-facing app. First of all, Jocelyn, tell me about where Emily's coming from, about where MJ Biz is trying to go and do events and do things to help engage the consumers and the end product. Tell me how Buddhist does this here with this event, with this particular competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so for those who aren't familiar, you know, Buddhist is our industry's first dedicated rating and review app for, and we have a team of professional critics, you know, 30 critics here in California. We're currently building our team in New York to be a part of this competition. And, you know, what we're trying to do is we're really trying to jumpstart a culture of connoisseurship for our industry that evolves past our industry and transcends the current challenges that we're seeing for producers, where we're seeing the market currently driven by, you know, price point and THC level. And we're really trying to transcend that so consumers have the knowledge about this vast product landscape that exists and that they can then pick the right products for their needs. You know, we've talked, Jorge, before just about how other industries have really evolved consumer education, whether that's wine or beer or coffee. And the way that consumers start to appreciate products is really by having the knowledge and the education of what makes products unique. And when you're in a new industry that's just developing, the way that that really evolves is through trusted individuals that are sharing their expertise, that are sharing their passion and getting other people excited about it. And so with Buddhist, you know, having that consumer component where people can come in and rate and review products and share their expertise, you know, that's just such an important thing outside of just the voice of the critic, whether that's the certified gangier, the longtime cup judge. It's really about balancing both opinions and, again, creating a culture of connoisseurship where ultimately what happens is we have evolution of the products that are being created and we have the products that are of the quality products that are really being celebrated. And so, you know, with Buddhist, you know, we launched when we were talking, Jorge, that was about a year and a half ago. And that was as we were launching the California State Fair, the Cannabis Awards. And just throughout that journey, throughout, you know, we've worked with a bunch of other competitions. And just the thing that's so important about kind of standardizing and professionalizing this process is really having everyone on the same page as to how you assess product quality and then how you communicate that to the end consumer.
Well, so creating where you said at that time of that interview, May of 2024, you can go back and find that here on the Grassroots Marketing Channel. Just look for the name Buddhist and you'll find there democratizing product evaluations. And at that time, you had talked about the expansion to major North American markets outside of California. And this obviously is one of those that came across. Now, you know, MJ Biz, you know, the gun, take the magic wand and say, okay, Grant, here we go. We're going to bring you into the fold and create this partnership. That's something that's a very ambitious task. But what was it about the approach from MJ Biz for both of you that makes this work so well? Emily, I'll ask you first.
Okay. You know, I think this is the absolute perfect partnership for MJ Biz. Like I said, I have followed Jocelyn's career since, you know, the days of Headset. And I have the utmost respect for Jocelyn. We've been having this conversation for, you know, over a year now. So these things don't happen quickly. They're long conversations. It's thought out. We wanted to make sure on both sides that this was not only right for the two partners, but this was the right move for the industry. And so I think right now the time is right. And I think that the conversation, to Jocelyn's point about democratizing the process around the end product and what consumers, you know, the say that consumers have and elevating their voice is of the utmost importance. I think as an industry, we don't know what we don't know. And sometimes in every industry in its infancy, there's a lot of people that, you know, like to think that we really do know the consumer. But, you know, I always love to pose the question, do we really know the consumer? Do we really know the needs and what they are saying as they try the product and how it reacts for each consumer very, maybe very differently? So again, I don't see another partner in our industry that's doing the work that Buddhist is in such a vital way. And so for me, that's why this makes this the perfect partnership for MJ Biz and the perfect time in the industry.
So now the partnership here with Buddhist and MJ Biz for this MJ Bowl, we'll also be mentioning about there's going to be high profile partners that will be revealed soon. So also bringing other companies into the mix to be a part of this and participate, obviously. Is there anything you can tell us about, any kind of hint about who the type of partners that can be coming in and who might be able to go and reach out to MJ Biz to participate?
I'll let Jocelyn take that one. Okay. I think we're going to keep some things pretty a little under wraps for a few weeks still. But
is there a qualification process for what kind of companies might be able to participate and might want to be able to be in a partnership? I want to again let people know out there, if they can find a way, what should they be asking either one of you?
Yeah, good question.
Josh, you want to take that one?
Yeah. I mean, at the core, it's what you're hearing from us is we're looking for partners that are very mission aligned. Like, we are very clear in our mission here to evolve this industry. And that's what you're going to see. The retail partners that we have in California and New York, our distribution partner, the partners that we're bringing on from device and accessory companies that are helping us standardize the judging process. These are all companies and individuals that have truly been pushing this industry forward for many, many years. And we share a common spirit and ethos in that we are really trying to evolve this industry in a way that's beneficial to the whole and to the collective. And that's what you're going to see from the partners here. And I just want to say personally, you know, I've been in the industry since 2018. I've attended every single MJ BizCon. Wow. And it has been really crucial just to my career and helping grow the companies that I have. We've participated in every single one. And so just the opportunity to do this, because it is a global stage that is just, especially here in the United States, just so nationally recognized and respected. There's just truly no better place for our community and our industry to really kind of set this stage that what we hope to become a national competition and really evolve this. And again, with the set of companies that are bringing this to life, it's trusted companies and individuals that really share this spirit. So we're just thrilled overall.
Absolutely. And I will tack on one thing, because one thing that Jocelyn said, and this is from the very beginning when I first met Jocelyn and Claudio, there is a spirit of uplifting the industry as a whole that is very, very important to MJ Biz and who we choose to partner with. I think that, you know, our industry is hard enough. There are so many layers to this industry. And, you know, every day when we wake up, you have to make an active choice to work in cannabis. You know, it's not an easy industry, because we do have a lot of cards that are stacked against us. But what I will say, because Jorge, you would ask, like, what makes a good partner? What makes a good partner in my mind for MJ Biz, and this is why we chose Buddhist, is it's someone that's not trying to tear down the industry from within. It's someone that's trying to build and unite. Right. And uplift the industry as a whole. We know there's a lot of things that as the industry we don't get right, or we have to change, or we have to fix, or we have to grow, or we have to shape. And that's all part of it. But I love the spirit of all of our partners in this, really understanding, being dedicated to the plant, to this industry, but really trying to uplift. And that at the end of the day, I can do business with anyone. MJ can do business with anyone. And we love all of our partners as long as we have that common goal of we're not trying to tear down from within. We're really trying to build and unite and bring together as best we can.
So now a couple of things before we get on the last question. I want to make sure to point people to, first of all, mjbizdaily.com. You should bookmark that. You should go and look at the site every day. So much news and information to get there on a regular basis. I do it myself. Always keep in touch, but also look for that little button on the very top right for the MJ Biz Conference, again this year, December 2nd through 5th at the Las Vegas Convention Center, as always. And if you want to go direct to it, it's mjbizconference.com if you want to find there. And also, when you go to the conference website, you will see information about the MJ Bowl and how you can submit so you can be a part into that. And entry window right now is going on through October 3rd. Then it'll be product intake and the judging period between October 27th and November 21st. And by all that time, then we'll get to find out the winners at MJ Biz. That'll be wonderful. And one thing I must ask Emily before we go and wrap things up is that, you know, we've talked about some of the obstacles that we have in the industry where, you know, it's trying to continue to keep from the industry being broken down by so many different existential forces. But the one thing we're looking at right now that could very well happen, we might get an announcement before MJ BizCon of rescheduling. President Trump has already made a focus that he wants to put that as somewhat of a priority. At least he has spoken publicly about it when asked. And now we have a new DEA chair that's in place, administrative law judge can go be another one can be appointed. They can go back and put the case up front and maybe just move forward to go ahead and reschedule, which would make a lot of changes in terms of what we've already talked about for medical purposes, for research, for employment, and for obviously the Section 280E dismissal so that companies can go ahead and start writing off their taxes, maybe as early as next year. With that, you know, depending on that announcement, is there going to be any idea as to how to go ahead and navigate the programming and the educational tracks to align with what could happen by the end of the year?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think to your point, we have no idea what's going to happen. We could all wake up tomorrow and have, you know, an announcement on social media with no, you know, no clue. You know, I think it was a very different scenario a few years ago where, you know, we had insiders on the Hill and we really could anticipate what was coming and what wasn't. I think with, you know, the current administration, like you said, we're all waiting day by day to see what happens. To answer your question about programming, yes, we always, and this is the interesting thing about this industry, because every year there tends to be, you know, some type of regulatory change or movement that's on the precipice. And so when we go into our programming for MJ Biz, we tend to always have 3 to 4 different scenarios. And it's the same thing that I do as a business. When we're talking about our business operating plans for the next 3 to 5 years, I tend to present 3 to 4 different scenarios. Right. So you do really have to do your work in this industry to know if A happens, this is the road we're going down. If B happens, we're going to shift and we're going to be very agile and we're going to adapt. So to answer your question, yes, we're all hoping that something does happen before MJ Biz. And look, you know, there's always that conversation in the industry too. Do we reschedule? Do we deschedule? I think we all would love the ideal scenario is just, you know, everything, it's federally legal. Let's deschedule. Let's, you know, completely change the mentality. But I think any baby steps at this point, to your point, to relieve the burden of doing business in this industry with 280E and some of the tax laws is what we want. We'll take anything at this point because it is just, you know, when you're in the market and you're talking to dispensary owners and you're talking to businesses, it's tough and they need a break. And anything that we can do to help provide some relief and to help catapult their revenue and their business and their sales is what we want at the end of the day. But yes, to answer your question, if we wake up tomorrow and we hear on social media that, you know, rescheduling is happening, we have a plan already in place for that and we have a strategy. And that's what we work year around. Yeah. There are no quiet times, even though, you know, our event is once a year. We don't rest. I mean, everybody in this industry knows that well. There's no rest. So we definitely have strategies in place and you'll see a shift and you'll see some change in the programming and, you know, and what's going to come and the conversations that will happen at MJ Biz.
I got to do a little bit of that kind of speaker development agenda, speaker planning myself out of like maybe what a 10th or a 20th of the scale that MJ BizCon is, but still, yeah. I can just understand and just appreciate the fact that when you have major news like that can come in and just the constant changes you have here, plus also trying to coincide with all the different events and different partnerships you're doing right now. The MJ Bull is a very ambitious task, and I really appreciate what you're going to do with that and bringing that into place because, you know, we've had, you know, other cup type of events, but something like this here, very consumer centric, and working with Buddhist here to go ahead and create this it's a people's choice. That's a big difference here, and that's a wonderful thing here, just opposed to some of the judging process out there, because then it's got to come down to where the rating system comes in from Buddhist and then where it goes to the judges to create a real true count as to what's the best of the best. So I really applaud the efforts here for that. And real quick before we wrap things up, just for MJ BizCon again coming up December 2nd through 5th, mjbizconference.com. But of course, remember, bookmark mjbizdaily.com. Go there and go read it every day. Emily, real quickly, anything else you want to just tell us about what you could tell us, what's going to be coming up in December? Never too early to go ahead and get some maybe some possible idea of where things are going to be going this year that might be so different and fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see new initiatives. If you don't subscribe to our newsletters, you should. And you can see some of the new initiatives that we've already come out with. We talked a little bit about Nuu and how that will work, that we will be activating there every single day again. And that is, you know, sampling, selling, the consumption side of it, the experiential side of it. You know, we also have some new partners this year. We're working to create what we're calling the global exchange on our floor, which is really a concentration on international. And we're working with Alex Rogers and his team at ICBC, which we, again, another great partner of ours. Because if you know, anyone that's in this industry that has traveled internationally in the last like 6 to 8 months, like it's very exciting to be international, because you feel like you're back in the green rush, you know, years ago in the U.S. where there's a lot of hope, a lot of innovation, a lot of new things coming, you know, coming out on an international level. So we really want to celebrate, highlight, and have those meaningful conversations around international. So you'll see that on our show floor this year. You're going to see we've added into our cultivation area, we've added a grow hub, which is essentially a networking space where we're going to be curating content the entire show, all around cultivation and farming and what that means and the product and the new innovations that they're coming out with, and maybe some of the struggles that they've been having, to have a real, you know, sit down style, you know, face-to-face conversations. And that is one of the topics this year of conversation, is we really want to get some opposing viewpoints in one space to have a very civil, educated, and, you know, informative conversation, to be able to have those conversations in a safe space, in a safe way, not, you know, against each other, not, you know, and I know we all see it on, you know, the LinkedIn battles every, you know, you go on LinkedIn every day. We don't want to do that. We want to have a very educated conversation in a safe space. And so, you know, I think you're going to see the, you know, hemp versus cannabis conversation, the alcohol industry, you know, versus the cannabis beverage industry conversation. And not that these conversations aren't happening, but I think when they happen on a larger stage at MJ Biz with the best of the best in the industry in a very civil way, it really gives us all a little bit different of, you know, maybe an opinion or some insight, so that we can all positively try to, you know, grow together. So I think you're going to see a lot of those conversations this season. You know, we're also bringing in, we're working with ICIA to bring in an indigenous cannabis village to really bring the tribes and together, because we know they're there. But they tend to be spread out across our floor. And we really want to bring what the tribal communities are doing together and celebrate them in a way that means something for their history in this industry and the part that they played in this industry. So, you know, again, some fun, some exciting things. We're, you know, we're planning to do some, you know, financial and investor meetups. And then again, the MJ Bowl. I think the MJ Bowl is, you know, really one of the most exciting initiatives that we've had. And while we're starting with California and New York, you're going to see more next year. Our goal with this is to add more states. But, you know, we had to start with, you know, our biggest in our industry. And, you know, it's always fun to do a little bit of, it's never East Coast versus West Coast, but it's always fun when you get the East Coast and the West Coast involved.
Absolutely.
Together to have kind of that friendly beef, so to speak. But I, you know, I think with MJ Bowl, you'll see more states come on, you know, come into play next year. And our goal is to make this a national competition, something that's not done. We don't currently have that in our industry because it is hard. It's very hard with each state and their different regulations and the different players. But that is our goal. So I think that's going to be a really exciting part that, you know, we can build off of for 2026. But lots of new, lots of interesting conversations. And again, we're not shying away from the hard conversations at all this year. We just want to have them in a very meaningful way.
And Jocelyn, real quick, for the Buddhist app, BUDIST.com. You can find it over on the App Store or Google Play. And I know we're going to get a little bit more time in for you, but real quickly, just going to tell people about, you know, make it, give us the reason why it was the MJ Biz would go ahead and choose to go and work with Buddhist on this, and how the app's going to be able to go and handle all the entrants and all the consumers are going to be coming in to go help judge on this wonderful MJ Bowl event that's going to start initially inaugurally coming up this year at MJ BizCon.
Yeah, so for the judging process, we're actually not using the app for the judges. We're going to be using this through a web form where we have a whole scoring rubric that we're assessing, you know, the aroma, the appearance, flavor effect. We assign different point values to each of those attributes. And then that rolls up into a final number to which we then are able to narrow down who the winners are. And then from there, consumers will be able to go purchase those kits at our participating retail partners. And then they'll be able to come into the app and then rate and review those products. And then from there, you know, we can pick some winners on the consumer side and recognize them for doing great work and writing great reviews. And ultimately, at the end of the day, look, we're here to celebrate the producers that are doing exceptional work. That's the heart of what we're trying to do at Buddhist, because then that's what's going to be helpful to consumers in picking the right products for their needs. And so we're just thrilled, again, to be able to be a part of really celebrating, because there's so many people just working so hard in this industry that are creating such incredible products in so many different ways, not just flower and concentrates, but, you know, health and wellness products and beyond. And we want to recognize their hard work. So we're just thrilled to do it through our app, and as well as through, you know, the MJ Bowl, and celebrating them on a national stage here this year.
Fantastic. So websites to remember again, bookmark mjbizdaily.com. Remember, go to mjbizconference.com to go check out for the event, December 2nd through 5th. Learn more about the MJ Bowl, which is presented by and supported by the Buddhist app, BUDIST.com. Emily Lewis, Jocelyn Sheltroth, thank you for being on with me here on Grassroots Marketing. Really appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you so much for having us, Jorge. Yeah.
Yes.
Pleasure.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.